This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. With a fortune exceeding $150 billion, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos was recently declared the richest person in modern history. But is he? Is he really? The answer depends on how you account for the wealth of past contenders for the title. We'll break it down, but first, these tech headlines. New York City hosted quite a week for tech last week. First, it pushed through new legislation that would require Airbnb to disclose to the city detailed information about its hosts. The Journal's Greg Bensinger reports that the move could spook other hosts from listing. Then, despite weeks of lobbying by Uber, Lyft, and others, the New York City Council passed a bill to freeze new ride-hailing licenses. Read more about how tech hits speed bumps in big city streets at WSJ.com. Dropbox continues to grow its base of paying users. The San Francisco-based file storage company, which completed an IPO in March, reported 11.9 million paying customers at the end of the second quarter, a 20% increase compared to the same period last year. And J.P. Morgan is doubling down on tech talent. The bank is revamping its technologist new hire program in an effort to better compete with Silicon Valley for talented coders. The two-year program will offer training, career advisors, and more opportunities to take on challenging projects. J.P. Morgan employs 50,000 technologists, hiring 1,000 entry-level engineers annually. Read more at WSJ's CIO Journal. Coming up, is Jeff Bezos really the richest of them all? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Putting all the hype aside, is Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos really the richest man of modern times? The answer depends on how exactly you decide to calculate wealth. Joining us now on the line from New York with more is columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Joe Craven McGinty. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Joe, with news that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was recently declared the richest person in modern history, your report looks at the ways one can account for wealth. So let's take a look. First, there is real wealth. And by that measure, let's start there. Is Jeff Bezos really wealthy? And what does that mean exactly?
If you use CPI to measure real wealth, Bezos still comes out to be wealthier than J.D. Rockefeller, who among modern aristocrats is probably his stiffest competitor. What CPI does, though, is it looks at a market basket of goods that a typical American household would purchase. And the problem some people say with that is that people like Jeff Bezos and J.D. Rockefeller were not purchasing the typical market basket of goods.
Right.
And so maybe it doesn't make sense for someone who is purchasing yachts and so forth to use that basket of goods to adjust the wealth of J.D. Rockefeller forward in order to compare it.
Makes sense. So I guess we can look elsewhere. I see here the remaining, or some of them, some remaining measurements of wealth are things like household purchasing power and relative labor earnings. So how useful are those yardsticks here?
It really depends on who you're trying to assess. And in this case, household purchasing power is a little bit related to CPI. Instead of the cost of that basket of goods, household purchasing power measures how much the typical household actually spent on those goods. So again, if you're talking about the super wealthy, that might not be the best measure. It's not that it's a bad measure. It just might not be the best one for this particular circumstance. And relative labor earnings are similar, too. Are you really going to compare someone like these super rich guys to a production worker or an unskilled laborer and say, this is how their income compares to those people?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. It's just there's an argument that those aren't the better measures in this case.
Right. So let's try and find some, because there are other two that you note, relative income and relative output. Now, that seems to be a lot more insightful in terms of the perception of wealth and how it seems to make sense to us. So how does Bezos stack up by that measure?
If you look at relative income, which measures the relationship of his income and, in this case, J.D. Rockefeller's income to per capita GDP, Bezos still comes out on top. And the way to think about relative income is sort of like a status measure. How do you compare? It's, you know, kind of a keeping up with the Joneses sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
How does your income compare to someone else's related to per capita GDP? Another measure that relies on GDP is relative output, and that looks at GDP as a whole, which is the value of everything produced in the American economy in a given period of time, usually a year. And if you look at either Rockefeller's wealth as a percentage of GDP and Bezos' wealth as a percentage of GDP, that's where finally J.D. Rockefeller does come out on top, and by quite a bit of wealth. It's interesting. Some people think that that among these measures is perhaps the better one because when you're looking at output, it's considered a measure of influence. If you control a substantial portion of the GDP, you perhaps have the ear of politicians. Maybe you have a say in where the roads go or where other infrastructure is developed. And that's an interesting measure. I don't think probably you want to look at any single measure. It's interesting to see how the different measures kind of come together to create a picture. And in this case, in one instance only, J.D. Rockefeller comes out as the richer person.
Very interesting, you know, because it's all very relative and complicated, as we've just seen. And I just wonder if Jeff Bezos is indeed the richest person in modern times. You know, can we even step back further and look further than modern times? Is there accounting for that ultimately?
Yes. I mean, all kinds of people look at this question and come to different conclusions. So it's likely that if you look at ancient people, King Solomon or Mansa Musa, who was the leader of Mali in the 14th century, that their wealth in their time would exceed what Bezos has today. It isn't thoroughly accounted for obvious reasons, and it's hard to compare a modern economy to an ancient economy.
Sure.
So, for example, Musa, the source of his wealth was gold, also salt, but gold. And what one person I spoke to said is you may have a house full of gold, but if you can't transport it to make purchases, how valuable is it? So in some ways, having a few dollars today is worth more than having a mountain of gold in the past, depending on how you look at it.
Really interesting stuff. Wall Street Journal columnist Joe Craven-McGinty, thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
For more, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.